paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode.
Hello everyone and welcome back to this week's installment of our Dark Minisode series for Season 21. I hope you're all doing fantastically and we have a wonderful submission for today sent in to us by our wonderful listener and Patreon, Lee. Now before we get into that, a very quick shout to say we have some very exciting news that will be coming out exceptionally soon. And I can't wait to tell you all about it. Yes, our Patreons are aware of what's going on, and I can't wait to reveal it to each and every one of you. And it's down to each and every one of you that things like what I will announce is possible. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you all for listening, for subscribing, etc. And if you can't become a Patreon, that's completely understandable, and you can support the show by subscribing right now. It takes a few seconds, by sharing on social media, etc., and anything you do to help this show grow is just so appreciated by me. The Dark Paranormal is an independent podcast, which means what I'm about to announce in upcoming weeks is a phenomenal achievement. And that's everything to do with you, as you've allowed me to be able to make such decisions. But enough of the mystery, let's get to Lee's experience. And Lee writes, "Hi Kevin, I hope you're well. Firstly, I want to say thank you for what you do. As for me, your show is one of the best of its kind out there, and keeps getting better in my opinion. Secondly, I feel sending you my submission is long overdue, as the events I'm going to discuss go back to 2015. Wow, 10 years. So apologies for taking so long. I guess I will start with a little background about myself. And even if it's of little relevance, hopefully it will paint a little picture for you and your listeners, should you use my submission. My name is Lee Radford. I'm a painter and decorator, aged 55, and I live in the seaside town of Weston-super-Mare. I grew up having an interest in the paranormal, which I put down to my mother's obsession with all things horror and otherworldly, etc., and hearing numerous family conversations about different goings-on and experiences she had encountered. I always remember subscribing to the Unexplained magazine despite my young age, maybe 9 or 10, and finding any books in the library that covered such subjects and I just couldn't get enough. As I grew and the years went by and I entered into adulthood, I often remember feeling almost frustration at times that despite my passionate interest in the subject, I literally had no experiences of my own at all, and I often wondered why. I will state at this point I'm completely fine with you using my real name and details provided, as it's something I'm very open about, and I've shared my experiences amongst friends, family, and work colleagues since these events of 2015. I will try to give as much detail as possible, I hope I don't bore people, but I'll try and paint a picture that best captures the background and timings, which hopefully will make some kind of sense. So I went through a messy divorce in 2013, and I unexpectedly found myself having to build a brand new life after a long relationship and marriage. It was at the end of August 2013 that I found what to me was almost a dream home. I couldn't believe my luck, and it really helped in moving forward with my new life as a single man. It was what's known as a dormer bungalow, which was built around 2004, I believe, so pretty recent history-wise, and it was built to a pretty high quality specification. I felt genuine happiness with my new situation, which I wouldn't have believed was possible only a few months earlier. However, within 3 weeks of moving in, I found myself in hospital and having surgery. The timing couldn't have been any worse, obviously. And being self-employed, it was quite a worry with all of the time then required off work following, etc. Eventually, life settled down with its normal ups and downs, and I was really enjoying my life in this new property. Jump forward to early 2015, and once again, things became difficult, and my health issue was as difficult as it ever was previously, and was becoming a bit of a worry. Then, out of nowhere, I get a phone call from a close friend of my mother's, who is a naturally gifted psychic. And despite not openly advertising the fact, she's had a long track record of working with various police forces and other such agencies. And I only got to know all of this due to the long-standing friendship she had with my mother over the years. She said to me she wished to come round and have a chat if that was okay, to which I was of course more than happy to do so. Long story short, my doorbell rang a few days later. I opened the door and I greeted her in my normal friendly manner, and no sooner had I finished the greeting that she was walking past me and suddenly almost burst into a sprint despite her now being a pensioner. I hurriedly followed after her. By such time she'd flew through the place and was now heading out through the rear entrance, which was a conservatory. She refused to come back in. So I settled some garden chairs out and we sat down and began to talk. She began by saying that this place was very bad for me. It was damaging my health and that I had to leave, as it would only continue to get worse. I explained I had no intention of leaving such a beautiful and perfect home, and that I probably had never felt happier. And it felt like a great home with happy vibes, no negativity, etc. She responded quickly, saying, "Yes, the home is very nice and very modern. That's not the issue." Apparently, it was all about the ground it had been built on which there was real negativity which would continue to drain my health and slowly cause chaos if I stayed. Now, obviously, I felt I couldn't possibly think of leaving purely based on one woman's opinion, and nothing more. And that's when things took a very strange turn. Just a few weeks later, it became apparent, once again, I would require surgery. And coupled with a longer expected recovery time, etc., I knew it was suddenly going to be impossible to stay. I just wasn't going to be able to afford it. And I reluctantly made some kind of peace with myself that this was simply unavoidable. And the best way to deal with it was to front up head on and plan my next steps. Having come to some kind of acceptance of the situation, I decided, why not make a start? So I packed up a few books and various things from the bookcase. At least it would be a start, and plus this would help me convince myself that this had to happen. This was going to be a reality. That night I went to bed as normal. My bedroom was a very large room with an ensuite bathroom which had a sloping ceiling and that contained two skylight windows. They had blackout blinds fitted to them, but I never used them as I liked to see the stars and moonlight etc. when possible, which meant my room was dark, but not pitch black, due to various street lighting nearby. I was positioned on my back with lots of thoughts running through my mind, and decided it was time to turn over and try and settle down on my right side, as I always did when getting ready to sleep. As I adjusted into my sleeping position, I lay there looking to my right, which was a whole wall of built-in wardrobes, bright white and very visible in this current nighttime lighting. And there, in my full vision but just slightly to the left, was a full, dark figure, about 6 or 7 feet tall. It seemed to reach a height from where the ceiling started to slope upwards. Due to the amount of light in the room, I could clearly make out that despite seeing no human-like details, other than head, arms and legs, it was completely motionless, but appeared to be constructed of what I would describe as a mesh or wicker, and have always described it as a wicker man or figure. Bizarrely, given the total weird situation, I wasn't afraid, and I lay there for a few moments trying to make sense of just what I was looking at. Suddenly, without any warning, it raised an arm and swept it towards me and down over my head. And that was the last thing I remembered, and I was out. The next thing I knew, I was opening my eyes and it was morning. It being springtime, there was lots of natural light now flooding the room. There was nothing visible to show for my experience the night before. But for me, this was only the warm-up for what I feel was the main event. Although I've never really been able to make any sense of what the experience meant or was truly about.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, due to this being 10 years ago, I can't be 100% accurate on the next event. But if I were to say 2 or 3 days later, then I feel I'm not far out. 3 months previous to my first experience, I decided I would treat myself to a professional dartboard and cabinet, which had always been something I had enjoyed. And now I had the time and space to position it within my bedroom and indulge in it whenever I fancied. I bought myself some real quality darts, which lived stuck in the board whenever they weren't in use. So, 2 or 3 days later from seeing this mesh wicker man, around mid-morning, I'm in the ensuite shower. I finish my shower and turn it off, fling the double shower doors open to reach for my towel from the towel rail. At that moment, I hear the unmistakable sound of what I know is my darts hitting the floor in my bedroom. I stand there for a short moment, trying to make sense of just what I was hearing. I then dashed out into the bedroom to find all 3 darts now laying on the floor. One stuck in my carpet and the other 2 laying flat. My brain worked overtime, trying to think how that could have happened. In 3 months, a single dart had never fell from the board. And now, all 3 at once? I was thinking maybe it was nearby heavy traffic, or possibly a rare and sudden changeable atmospheric condition. But it just seemed really odd. So I proceed to pick the darts up, and I throw them one by one back into the board, despite being totally naked and laughing at myself at how bizarre the whole situation was. I then return to the ensuite, and wrapped a towel around myself. Due to the ensuite also having a sloping ceiling, I had to bend down to clean my teeth, and lowered onto one knee. Once again, I heard the sound of my dart hitting the floor. 2 this time. I rushed back into the bedroom to find 2 darts laying flat on the carpet. I spoke out aloud this time and said, "If you're trying to get my attention, then you're doing a good job." I then pushed them into the board as hard as I could by hand, until they could literally go no further into the board. I finished my routine and got ready and went downstairs to make my cup of tea, and then proceeded to walk through the lounge, heading to the conservatory and exit to the garden to enjoy my tea. My bedroom was directly above the lounge, and as I walk through the lounge, tea in hand, I hear a solid thud from directly above me. And I knew that another dart had somehow left the board. I placed my tea down and I ran upstairs. Despite knowing by now what I was going to find, it still seemed somehow impressive seeing a single dart stuck fast into my carpet. I finally had had my own experience. And despite never really understanding what it was all about or meant, I almost felt a little bit honoured. Which I know sounds possibly strange, but I'm saying it exactly as it felt to me. Even typing this now makes me feel a little bit wow. Like, I can't believe this happened, but there it is. If it had ended there, then it had certainly impressed me. But there was one more surprise to come, which to me makes it feel even more out there. The very next day, I was once again finishing a shower in the ensuite, and I switched off the shower and thought to myself, oh, this was about the same time as my incident with the dart yesterday. At that moment, I hear the unmistakable sound of a dart once again hitting the floor in my bedroom. This actually blew my mind, because somehow this meant it was now more than a mere coincidence or some random happening, and it was surely almost trying to prove something to me somehow. Although I'm still pretty sure they would have a lot more important things to do than to settle my curiosity at that moment in time. In the weeks that followed before eventually leaving, sadly, for the last time, not one single dart ever left the board again of its free will. Like I said at the start, despite my many years of interest in the paranormal, I can make little sense of my experiences. And although I'm glad it's something I was able to witness, it would be great to one day understand what it was all about. Once again, thank you, Kevin, for what you do. I'm proud to be a fully-fledged Patreon and would encourage anyone with an interest in the paranormal to give it a go, because there is nothing else out there quite like it in my opinion. Kevin, if you need any more information on my experience, please don't hesitate to let me know, as obviously I'd be more than happy to help in any way I can. And as I said, feel free to use all my information enclosed, including my name, etc., as I stand by every last part of my experience. Take care, Lee. Well, Lee, firstly, thank you for your experience for our minisode this week. Secondly, of course, thank you for your kind words about the show, the Patreon, etc. I really appreciate that. And of course, we now need to look at your experience. It's funny because I personally resonated with quite a few of your descriptions about both yourself and your interest in the paranormal. Also, we're not too dissimilar in age. I too had a subscription to The Unexplained. And for example, you are hearing my voice right now solely because of my mother's interest in the paranormal. So on behalf of Lee and myself, a big thank you to all of the mothers out there spreading their paranormal beliefs onto their children, because without those, I wouldn't be doing this. Now, people may hear Lee's experience, and because we tend to remember the last thing discussed, we'll walk away thinking this is just about darts falling out of a board. And they will forget the mesh wicker man in the room, or the psychic who refused to stay in your house. These are perfect examples of why I love shorter experiences, because I fully appreciate and understand just how significant and non-coincidental those darts falling out the board were. Especially the final one, where it seemed to answer a thought that you had. But the darkest and most wonderful thing about your experience, and I mean wonderful from a terrifying point of view, is when this figure waved its arm over you and you don't remember anything until waking. Now for me, I would want to go and get regressed or try and find some way of recalling what happened after that arm was waved over me. Because obviously that's not normal. That's not everyday life. That's literally the dark paranormal. But what I think I love most about your experience, Lee, is its authenticity. You guys, especially Patreons, will know I use the term validator. As in something mentioned or said, or a certain cadence, or how something is described, that for me, if you're inventing a paranormal event in the hopes of being read out on a podcast, you would not include. And I can tell by your submission the authenticity that is within your experience. For example, if you think logically about it, if somebody is inventing an experience, surely the point where the wicker mesh figure appears, waves its hand over you, and you literally lose all memory until the next morning, you would build from there to something even scarier. But you don't. You kept it real to what happened to you. We go on to talk about the dartboard, and the fact that even though you've pushed those darts into the board as hard as they can go, they still fell out. Now, I also am a darts player, and I can say if you have a professional board, and you stick a dart as far as it can go in, sometimes you will need pliers to take that out. That's just how tightly packed the bristles of the board are. So when Lee says he's placed these in with full force and then heard them drop, I happen to know just how impossible that is. And the one question that we'll never have answered is if whatever was in your house, be it, as the psychic lady said, due to the negative ground it was built on, was powerful enough to do something like that, and it was just beginning, what could have eventually happened had you not moved out? Indeed, what is happening maybe right now to the people who live in that bungalow today? I'm not suggesting you do this, Lee, but imagine if you went and knocked and asked that very bizarre question, which is why I wouldn't expect you to do it, of course, of, I used to live here, have you noticed anything strange? Their response will be intriguing to know. But Lee, thank you so much for providing this week's minisode. It's a lot of food for thought in many ways. And don't forget, if you have your own minisode or experience of any length, just click the link in the show notes or go direct to thedarkparanormal.com and click Submit My Experience. But until next week, stay safe and take care.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.